opinions.
Is one of them Sherry?
And the Fugees are back together, but will Lauryn Hill make it on time? Damn it. Their first concert is tonight.
Plus, we have a dish debate about Drake and the King of Pop. But first, Sherry, what you got going on?
Well, HK, Dr. Dre has been ordered to pay his estranged wife, Nicole Young, another $1.5 million in legal fees and costs. Well, after already forking over $2 million.
Oh,
that is right. Yes. Damn. Brett, the judge ruled that Nicole's legal fees would be around $3 million plus costs, which means that Dre must pay $1 million in fees plus another $550,000 in costs associated with the case. Depending on how long the case drags on for, it really could be more.
Well, at least it didn't start out with the judge granting her half. That's better than half, okay?
No, she didn't make not one beat, one rap, right. None of that stuff.
She didn't go through what he went through in NWA.
What it is whoever makes the most money, the judge usually orders them to pay a lot of the legal fees because should be able to fight a divorce even if you don't have the money.
He's a billionaire, and I bet you one thing, he's probably going around saying, I bet you it was cheaper to keep her, honey. But no, honey, it ain't cheaper to keep her because she done left your ass and she moving on with her life, honey. And that's what he gets, honey, because he did his first woman, Misha Lay, like a dog, honey. So that's why you pay, Nicole.
All right, y'all. I hope you ready because it's time for a smash. Yes, honey, it looks like Chelsea Handler has a new boo, and it ain't no 50 Cent, okay? Word on the curb is Chelsea is dating a comedian, and his name is Joe Coy.
Ooh,
and
nice.
She posted about her new relationship. She wrote, just sitting here in Mallorca thinking about how grateful I am to have so many people that I love in my life, and that I'm finally in love with the best kind of guy there is. There is hope for everyone.
Sweet.
That kind of stuff. Oh, Chelsea.
I'm glad she's this level of happy. I think they probably got so much in common that, like, like, they're probably working on material together and just, you know, it's just symbiotic.
He's one of the nicest men around. So I like that he softens up Chelsea.
Well, I'm glad she fell in love with somebody else and she's happy because forever she's been attached to 50 Cent. Chelsea Handler, 50 Cent. She dated 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, let it go now.
When you get with a comic, though, Brad, I don't know how it is if you get with another rapper. When you get with a comic, you got it, all them jokes that sounds so great on stage, you gotta be at the friggin' in bed listening to all of that while they fix it up. It ain't fun.
So your husbands had to do that, to listen to your jokes all day? Is that why
they sure do?
No,
they
sure do. Weren't comedians.
The first husband was, and having to listen to all them jokes before they got funny. Not funny.
Is that why he left? All right, y'all. Well, ready or not, here they come. Word on the street is the Fugees are back and they're reuniting to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their second and final studio album, The Score. Now, this upcoming tour is going to include 12 different stops and marks the group's first shows together in 15 years.
Nice.
Now, the festivities are set to kick off at an undisclosed location in New York City today.
Well, I don't know why people want to go see Lauryn Hill. Hell, she's going to keep them waiting for 20 hours. You know this girl never on time.
It is worth it when they hit that stage. All three of them, they're everything on stage as performers, for real.
You will tolerate some lateness just to recognize the greatness. Because, like, listen, Lauryn Hill is always worth the wait.
Yeah.
And when you get with Wyclef and Prize, too, and they running through them jams, listen, it's going to be all worth
it. But maybe, Brett, instead of getting there on time, you already know that Lauryn Hill is going to be late. So just get there an hour late.
Then you miss everybody else.
Last two times I saw Lauryn Hill in concert, the last time I thought I legit was going to have to spend the night in the arena to see her. So, it's pretty bad, y'all.
The key to success is to tell her it's earlier than it really is. So, I believe they told Lauryn Hill the show is at 8 a.m. So, she'll be there around, like, 7.
Midnight. Right. No, midnight. All right, well, moving on, y'all. It's time for a Dish Debate. So, Billboard had the internet buzzing yesterday, y'all, with the question, listen to this, y'all. Is Drake in 2021 as big as Michael Jackson or the Beatles at their peaks? Boy, did Twitter go off, y'all. Oh. Now, before we debate this, it was reported that Drake's Certified Lover Boy album broke both Michael Jackson and the Beatles record on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Y'all, what do you think about this, y'all?
It's so much easier to get a Hot 100 when you stream it. Back when Michael Jackson was out, right. we had to buy the records. You had to hear it on the radio. You actually right. had to go to the store right. and physically buy these records. If Michael Jackson was doing it right now, he'd been 4 times, 10 times more than Drake.
I've seen people faint at looking at Michael Jackson. Like, I've seen men, women, and children faint watching Michael right. Jackson before. Yes. Right. I've seen people put dirty socks on their hands, acting right. like it was his glove. I've never seen people do things right. to try to, like, imitate Drake. I've seen no one, like, pop up in a wheelchair. And I did see people getting that little heart-shaped thing done in their head. But other than right. that.
But Michael Jackson is still the ultimate. Nobody performs like him. His stage presence, he's a trendsetter. His dances, you wanted to dress like him. You wanted to wear your hair like him. You wanted to moonwalk like him.
I mean, Drake is on his way, though, but he ain't there yet.
I love Drake now.
I love Drake, too, but when Drake has 20,000 fans chasing after his tour bus, then talk to me. Like, Michael yeah. Jackson had people going crazy, yeah. people passing out, people being carted off.
Nobody chasing Drake. I thought he was a big star. I mean,
women are chasing Drake. However, at this point in his career, he's slightly bigger than Marlon Jackson.
Right. Okay. Maybe.
Well, y'all, there's nothing like seeing black love, y'all. And even while his parents are calling it quits, Steph Curry surprised his beautiful wife, Aisha Curry, with a vow renewal.
Aisha
posted photos of the special moment in time with the caption, "A couple of weeks ago, Stephen Curry surprised me with the most beautiful vow renewal ceremony. He even wow. picked out my dress for me and had it waiting.
Oh,
our big girl Riley officiated the wedding and Cannon walked me through the grass of our backyard. A moment I will never forget. I love you." Don't this just warm y'all hearts?
That's
look at
awesome.
How cute
you
they
know
look.
What I love wow. about this, Brad, is that when you get, you mean, because we've done stories on people who tease their wives because they were fat when they were pregnant. You know, they go after each other. So the fact that Stephen Curry planned the entire thing, even with the dress and his daughter officiating, is so tender to me. That's love. They love each other.
My lady would slap the out of me if I try to pick out a dress for her. She would not like that, y'all.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Aisha, though, honey. Trust me, baby. He is setting her up, honey. That's 10 years, honey.
No. For what, Gary? You for
think,
what?
Because you think my daddy left my mom, I'm going to leave your ass to in the dress that I want to see you go away in, honey.
I want somebody to come in and hug you, Gary. I want somebody to tenderly touch you. I yes. want love in your life, yeah. Gary, because you
would
need...
Would you trust a man, Sherry, to plan your surprise wedding, Sherry? Would you trust a man to do that? Tell
if he knew me like that, yeah, Gary, if he loves me, I would. Absolutely.
We need the USPS you a date, Gary, because you are not happy.
We need to get you,
you
laid,
we need
buddy.
Some love
gonna,
over there, Gary. Yes.
You just need a little time.
You ain't gonna trick me.
Let's give Gary air hugs. Everybody give Gary an air hug.
Yeah, give Gary a hug, everybody.
Gary, give Gary a hug.
We gotta find you a girlfriend.
Thank
all
you.
Right, up next, sounds like Elvira likes to take dips in the lady pond, y'all. We'll tell you after the break, uh-huh.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we all know Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, but we didn't know much about the real woman, Cassandra Peterson, until now. Now, Cassandra, who just turned 70, revealed in her new autobiography that she's been in a relationship with a woman for 19 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She says that she saw Teresa, who was a trainer at her gym, and she thought that Teresa was a man until they had a meeting in the ladies' room. And so... So Cassandra and Teresa started out as friends and only became romantically involved after Cassandra and her husband of 25 years split up. Are you surprised that Elvira, a.k.a. Cassandra, waited this long to come out?
Well, I'm not surprised at this at all, Sherry, because back in the day, I mean, she was popping before I came out, so it really wasn't cool back then. But how do you mistake a man for a woman? Did this lady not have no hair or no
She's probably really buff, y'all.
I think the key to her keeping it like so low for so long was the fact that so many dudes obsessed over Elvira, so right. She didn't want to, like, you know, break the facade and the fantasy that a lot of guys had about her. I think, right.
Well, that's the same way with Brad. If that's the case, men lust over Brad and stuff, and she didn't want to hurt their feelings and stuff until she eventually decided to talk.
Women lust over Brad. I want to let you know. Really? Don't leave the women out.
Even your kind lust after Brad, Gary.
What kind is that, Brad?
Well, all right, honey, y'all. It's time for Thursday with the Stars. Yeah. Yeah. First up is my fellow friend of Dorothy, honey, Leslie Jordan, honey.
Love him.
Now, he posted this throwback picture and said, quote, I just called 1980, honey, and told it I wanted my six-pack back. Now, our friends, honey, Miss Octavia Spencer said, if they call you back, honey, text me, because, honey, they'll think I want too. So, y'all, is this a thirst trap or not?
He looks great.
Well, That's just awesome. His picture from back in the day. He not trying. He wishing he had that back. I wonder if he want that taco meat on his chest back, too.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably still there, but just gray now. Yeah, definitely not a thirst trap. It's only thirst trapping if you had a time machine and can go back to that time to enjoy that. Like, he is who he is now.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thirst trap. It's a love trap for me.
Me neither.
Well, I just called 2020 back and said I wanted my rectum back, but it still hadn't got here. But it's coming.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Lord, yeah.
We need to take a walk to the human resources office because they ain't going to have them on no charges of being complicit. If I had to go back, I would want my boobs back. There was a time, Brett, when my boobs, they was up underneath my chin.
Yes.
Now they sitting on my knees, but it's okay.
Thank you for the visual, Sherry Shepherd. Okay, next up is Gabrielle Union. She dropped this video where she's dancing topless overlooking the city, y'all. She's obviously being silly. She looks great, but is she thirst trapping, y'all? What do you think?
You know what? I don't think it's thirst trapping because it's too silly. Like, it's not like she was trying to do a sexy. That's the thirst trap. She was just, she legs right. all open. She just was being crazy.
People got microscopes or whatever they call them, honey.
Telescope, Gary. It's a telescope.
All right, if you're looking for a watch to keep you connected, check this out. It's the TouchTime Full Screen Round Smartwatch. It's the perfect gadget because it combines smartwatch and fitness tracker capabilities.
That's right, and it tracks steps, distance, and calories, as well as your heart rate, sleep, and blood oxygen. Plus, it alerts you to calls, texts, and social media notifications.
Now, this waterproof watch comes in beautiful colors of rose, silver, pink, and black, and it can last up to 7 days with one charge. So, hey, Craig, let everybody know how much.
Well, this smartwatch has been seen as high as $200, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's just $39.
What? Hey. Ooh, good deal.
Ooh, my friends, you already know what to do. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up next, we'll tell you who's playing Bobby Brown in a new movie. But whatever you think, don't be cruel, okay? Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. So actor Ashton Sanders, best known for his role on the Oscar-winning film Moonlight, he was phenomenal in that, has been picked to portray R&B bad boy Bobby Brown in the Whitney Houston biopic, y'all. What do you think about this? He's a phenomenal actor.
I don't know, though.
He's pretty eclectic, HK. You think he's going to channel and hone in his inner R&B 90s bad boy?
I absolutely think he's going to kill this.
Because, I mean, that's what acting's about, right? Taking somebody who doesn't look like somebody and doing such a great job that you believe it when it's all said and done.
Right.
I'm so used to seeing Woody McClain pull the role off. I hope this guy does it justice because the bar's been set kind of high.
You remember when Chadwick Boseman did James Brown?
Yes.
It was that dancing. If he's got to pull off that dancing where it's so matter of fact, that self-absorbed, like, arrogance that Bobby Brown had. If he does that, I'm so into it. All right, you guys. Last night, the new drama series, executive produced by Lee Daniels, Our Kind of People, premiered on Fox, and it gave us all types of melanin magic and drama. So the series highlights the world of America's Black upper class and follows a single mom played by Yaya DaCosta, who moves to Martha's Vineyard on a mission to launch her hair care line and reclaim her family's name, but soon discovers a dark secret about her mother's past. Now, in the the first episode, Teddy, played by Joe Morton, reads his daughter Leah, played by Nadine Ellis, and reminds Leah who is boss of the Franklin family. Check this out, y'all.
You have twisted the legacy of this family to serve your own greed.
Do you know why I bought this table? Because it was the biggest one I could find. And I put it in this room because of the incline, so that everyone sitting around this table has to raise their head to look up at me, a black man in America, holding the American dream in my black hands. So don't you tell me that you don't like the dirt under my fingernails. You can keep your seat at the foot of this table, just never forget who sits at the head of it, little girl.
Whoa! Some mighty fine acting okay. right there.
When you
Joe Morton is that dude. You can't
be read by anybody other than Joe Morton.
And what would you do, y'all, if Joe Morton were to read you like this in real life? Tell me, come on.
I just walk away with my head down.
You just got to throw up that little church finger and walk out, yo.
Now, I yeah. like when y'all Wakanda, honey, landed in Martha's Vineyard. That was such a great scene, y'all, with the hair, baby, the fashion show scene. I mean, it was giving us what was supposed to be given. I mean, it reminded me of Brad hairstyles. If Brad upgraded her hairstyles, it would look like that with the big it was cute though, Brad.
Gary, I do have to say this. I really wish that you would have been able to audition for a role in this because you are so upper class. You are so snooty. You would have fit in beautifully.
You are so Alexis Carrington, bitch. You are Alexis Carrington, honey.
Well, I take that as a compliment.
See how I did that, Gary? You tried to shoot me down, and I shot you back with a compliment. That's the best clapback. Watch and learn.
Okay, we're changing the tempo up a bit. We here at Dish Nation would like to take a moment to remember actor Willie Garson, best known for playing Stanford on Sex and the City. He passed away yesterday at the age of 57, and we want to send our thoughts and prayers to his son, his family, and his friends. May he rest in peace.
Dish Nation.
Nicole Richie celebrated turning the big 4-0 yesterday, y'all, with a beautiful cake. But when it was time, honey, to make a wish, honey, things heated up real quick for Miss Richie. Ooh. Y'all, take a look.
Yes! I'm feeling for Nicole right now.
Me too. I got goosebumps when I saw this. And it was both sides at first. And then it's like maybe her neck is burned a little, but I'm glad it went out.
Whoa, that's serious.
She had a whole lot of hairspray. She was calm. She might have had a few drinks in her
birthday. I feel like this has probably happened to her before because the level of chill that she displayed while all this was going down, like, oh, this is regular. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good.
Gary, what would you do if this happened to you, Gary? Would you stop, drop, and roll? Would you smile? What would you do, man?
I would do the same thing Miss Richie did, honey. I would have just sat there, honey, and pushed it out or whatever. You don't panic or act a fool when your hair catches fire, honey.
You would have showed your ass like somebody
crazy. You would have been screaming down the street.
I would have bitch 15 this times mean. And ran out of there.
Baby, you'd have been fighting that fire, doing the windmill and
Like the queen you are, Gary.
Bitch, I'd have been screaming at it like a white woman.
Her 40s is about to be lit.
Liddy in the City, Nicole Richie.
Okay.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.